I do want to talk about you touch the heart of God. You touch the heart of God. There's been a couple messages this summer that have really blessed me. Pastor Phil's message at the church in the park about kiss the sun. You know, kiss the sun every day and be kissed by the sun. So I've taken some time in the mornings, and I've allowed Jesus to do that, and I've done it to the Lord. A couple mornings, I stood outside in the backyard early in the morning, and I just lifted my eyes to Him, and I was so blessed. I felt like I've kissed Him, and He has kissed me. And Pastor Joe spoke about you touch the heart of God in a way no one else can. Tonight, as we worship, you are going to touch the heart of God in a way nobody else can. And I think that's very exciting. He talked about our impression of ourselves as a lost boy. We don't know who our father is. We don't care because we don't think we have one. Or are we just one of many? Sometimes we can be in that attitude. One of many. Well, I'm not very special because, I mean, look how many people there are. But that's wrong. And then he talked about, or is our attitude that we're a child of the King, a daughter, a son of the King? And I loved that message, and the fact that our God delights in us. He delights in you. 2 Samuel 22:20 says, He delivered me because He delights in me. He delights in you. He delights when you spend time with Him in worship and in prayer. And we have had 24-hour prayer. And one of the things that just I'm so blessed by for 24-hour prayer is, please, how many of you know this clipboard? this is almost like holy ground to me. I love, usually on the day that we have 24-hour prayer, I take a copy of it with me because in case someone calls or something. But beyond that, I love to take it out during the day and go, who's praying right now? Who is praying right now? And there's something really special about that. I'm at work and I'm thinking, oh, so-and-so's praying right now. They're being a watchman on the wall right now where I can't be right now, but they're there praying. And I believe that God delights in the variety of people coming all day long and all night long to pray, to worship Him, to intercede. I think it's very, very special. Isaiah 62:6 says, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace. When? Day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give Him no rest till He establish, until He make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. I get that feeling like we're watchmen on the wall when we come, and we pray, and we take that hour or that however long it is. And we pray. We're watchmen on the wall. In that same chapter I just saw tonight, he talks about delighting. God delights in His people in that same chapter, Isaiah 62. So you can look that up. Also, as I was listening to 2 Kings 19:20, and Hezekiah, he prayed. I think Sennacherib came and was taunting them and saying that they were going to destroy Jerusalem. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord. And in 2 Kings 19:20, it says, Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, That which you have prayed to me, I have heard. Do you know that which you have prayed to God, He has heard? He has heard. And each one who comes and prays, you don't have to, I mean, you know, 24-hour day of prayer is just a really cool time that we join together and we take an hour and we come and we pray. But anytime you pray, have that confession. He has heard that which I've prayed. He has heard. And I believe He is hearing us. I was thinking back through the year. We've had 24-hour prayer now for 9 months. And I just look back. I think there's been blessing. Have all our problems disappeared? No. Do we encounter some huge things still? Yes. But there has been, I think, significant blessing. We started, I think, in November. And we had the Christmas drive-through in when? December. And that was positive. The messages from Pastor Phil this year, I think, have been powerful. About touch heaven in 2011, you know, and his messages along those lines. I think they've been very powerful. The Mirror 2 class has impacted people in powerful ways. I think there was a blessing on that time. The spring youth retreat, from what I heard from the youth, that was a powerful time. That's awesome. Easter Sunday. We've never done an Easter Sunday like this time before. We had how many people in church? Tons. And we fed them. I believe there was a blessing on that. The finances, we were doing better. I don't know where we are right now. Let's keep praying. But we're keeping up. Let's keep praying. Also, 8 churches joined in 24-hour prayer in the months of May and June. That's awesome. How cool to think of, I like to think of the, as individuals we come, and God delights in your prayer and your time before him. And I think as congregations and as churches, you know, there's different personalities. There's there's a different way that each church can touch the heart of God. To me, that's very exciting as we see churches that want to say, you know what? I want to do that too. And I want to cover our region in a day of prayer. I think there's going to be blessing in that. And that's what we're working for. I'm working with a couple people in other churches, and the summer's sort of a lull, as it is in many ways right now. But we want to contact people, churches across our county, and have a church take a day like they have in Whatcom County. 32 churches taking a day of prayer, covering their county in 24/7 prayer. Thurston County, they've got that going. Many counties are doing this, and I think it can happen in our county too. I think there's blessing in each church and each pastor's. I tell you, our pastors appreciate it, our prayers. And I think there's going to be an encouragement in the Spirit as we do that. So be praying for that too. And I just was talking with Curtis last time after the prayer time was over, or maybe it was, anyway, sometime during that day of prayer. And he said, you know, we often have a day of 24-hour prayer, and we sign up and we do it, and then nobody hears anything about it. You know, it's just... So I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for all of you who have come on any one of those days and taken an hour or two or whatever you did to come and pray, because I believe it's making a difference. You touch the heart of God like no one else can. Maybe your prayer about somebody or something is the thing that melts the heart of God and says, I'm going to pour out. I'm going to pour out. So thank you. And those of you who haven't yet come and prayed, I encourage you, I invite you, come and do it. I think you'll be blessed. The Methodist Church in Moscow sent me their testimonies of different people. They collected testimonies of people who came and prayed, and it was pretty exciting. They loved it. They loved it. Some people in our church, too, have said, you know, Rick, that's been the most powerful time for prayer for me. Often, it's when they're by themselves, but it's pretty cool. So, come. You'll be blessed, and you will touch the heart of God in your own special way. So, it's pretty simple. Just wanted to leave you with that you touch the heart of God. And on a practical note, we're having our next day of 24-hour prayer on August 5th. I'll have a clipboard, this very clipboard in the back. And you can sign up for that. Please, please do. Please do. I'd love to have it filled, many people praying in many hours. And also, if there's something in you that, hey, I'd like to help out in that. I'd like to contact people, or I'd like to find the heartbeat of God for certain things like the youth, or and can help write some prayer points that we put in a clipboard and have for people to pray. Or if you'd like to contact other churches in the area, like if you know a church in Palouse or Endicott or Garfield or La Crosse or Steptoe, come and talk to me. Come and talk to me, because that's one of my summer projects, is to start making sure that we're contacting churches. So let me know. Maybe you'd like to help with some sort of electronic communication, or how to get people signed up, or to publicize, or whatever. Probably could use that too. So you touch the heart of God in a way no one else can. You realize that? Say yes. Yes. Since tonight, as we come to worship, know that you fill his heart in that very special way. That very, very special way. Why? Because he made you and he created you that way. He delights in you. He made you and said, that's good. That person delights in, I delight in that person. So he loves you. So I encourage you to, why don't we stand? Is that what you'd like? Stand and come up. We're going to start worship here pretty soon. But before we do that, let's pray. Let's just pray and express your heart of love to the Lord. How thank him for loving you and delighting in you. And commit your heart to delight him tonight as we worship. Lord Jesus, we come. We come, we do thank you. We thank you that you delight in us, and that we get to come and delight in you during this time to lift you up. We have a wonderful God. So go ahead and continue talking with the Lord for a minute as the worship leaders get ready.
My life, I lay it down, and at the cross where I am found, all I have I give to you, oh God. So take my hands, take my hands and make them clean. Keep my heart in purity, that I may walk in all you have for me. Just say, whoa, here I stand, arms open.
Lord God, we invite you in this place tonight. Let's just declare this as our love song, as our prayer to him, as a congregation of Living Faith Fellowship. Let's just sing, take my life, I lay it down. Let's just sing this to God. Let it be a prayer from our church to Him. Yes, Lord. Take my life.
Take my life, I lay it down at the cross where I am found. All I have I give to you, oh God.
So let's give Him our hands tonight.
And take my hands and make them clean, yes Lord. Keep my heart in purity, that I may walk in all you have for me.
Just give us the Lord.
Whoa, here I stand, arms open to you, Lord. Give our hearts to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Let's just sing, take my moments and my days.
Oh, take my moments and my days, and let each step that I take your only for you, oh God.
Let's just declare this again as a prayer to Jesus. Take my moments and my days, yes, God.
Oh, take my moments and my days, and let each breath that I take be ever only
for you, Lord.
For you, oh God.
Here we are.
Whoa, here I stand, arms open wide. Whoa, I am yours, and you are mine. Whoa, here I stand, arms open wide. Yeah. Whoa. I am yours, and you are mine.
Just declare my whole life,
'cause my whole life is yours. I give it all, surrender to your hand. And forever I will pray, Lord, have your way, oh, have your way, 'cause my whole life is yours. I give it all, surrender to your name. And forever I will pray, oh, have your way.
Yes, God, have your way in us, Lord. God, we give our lives to you, Jesus. Lord, we just declare that no matter what's happened today or this year or this month, God, our lives are yours. God, here we stand, arms open wide. Let's just declare, take our hands and make them clean again. Here we go. Take our hands, Lord.
Take my hands and make them clean. Oh, keep my heart in purity, that I may walk in all you have for me.
Take my moments and my days. Yes, Lord, take our hands.
Take my moments and my days. Oh, let each breath that I take be ever only for you, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, oh, oh. Here I stand, arms open wide. Oh, 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 oh. I am yours, and you are mine. Jesus, oh, oh, oh. Oh, here I stand, arms open wide.